Well, instead of the old fashioned, now, the out of the number of days, if you want to go way back when we got our meal, I lived and played in the mill pond on the Bateau, you know, over that foot of the mountain. I wish you'd go over there and see it. And they've got a park over there sort of now, and I lived there, just a long mill pond, it was a quarter of a mile upstream there, mm-hmm. you know, 12-foot dam. And we'd grind our cornmeal there, take it home, the woman would sift it, you know, uh-huh. an old-fashioned sieve, and they'd put in the salt, soda, and take buttermilk.
Uh-huh.
It made doggone good bread, too.
Ooh, I bet it did. Wonderful. I love cornbread.
Yes, I do, too.
Well, now, what do you call cakes? Flat cakes that are made out of white flour and cooked on a grease skillet and eaten with syrup.
Well, we call them flapjacks, generally speaking.
Okay.
As I brought up, I don't know what term we use today.
Well, that's fast.
We call them flapjacks.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Salted, we call that side meat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
We call that sauce meat.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Pit.
Okay. And how about the same thing in the middle of a peach?
We call them seeds, I believe.
Now, there are two kinds of peaches. One, the meat sticks to the seed.
One's cling and the other's clear.
Okay, and cling is the one that sticks.
Yeah.
Cling and clear.
Now,
do you call it a clear peach or a clear seed?
Clear seed, that's what the term is.
And is the other one cling seed?
The other one's cling seed because you take a clear seed, pop him open like a L butter, and there's no, take the seed and throw it away and go on.
And that's all there is to it.
That's all there is to it. But the clean peach, you see, you peel it, and you either got to gnaw it off if you got good teeth, which I haven't now, but I have them in the time, and you throw away your...
You have to work at that one a little bit.
Right, and get shed of it the last thing, the
teeth. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
We call them string beans.
Okay. And how about some beans that do have to be shelled?
They're shell beans.
Okay. And what are some different types of shell beans?
Well, we have what we call the white, and let me see now, I don't know if I can get there, the white, some kind of beans.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have butter beans.
Okay.
Various hues, you know, some speckled, some white. You may not be as conversant at all.
No, I'm not. That's one of the reasons I'm interested in these things. I know a little about them, you know, but I don't know.
Well, that's it. We have in our butter beans, you can get white ones, or you can get them entirely red. I've seen them kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get them speckled sometimes, they're very huge,
mm-hmm.
and they're butter beans nonetheless.
Okay.
And we have a type of two kinds now of butter beans. One is a bush, it goes way up, and we put them on trellises.
Mm-hmm.
On another, what we call a bush bean, it's independent, it'll grow about that high, and
uh-huh.
very productive, too.
Uh-huh.
There are two types of plants that produce
butter beans. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
We call that salad.
Okay. What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
That's roasting there.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel, and it just runs along the ground?